I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's halftime. 2 hours down. Two more to go. Big shout-outs to producer Chris. Big shout-outs to producer Tom, Stu, helping to put this show together and make sure everything runs smooth. We know it's been a wild night. We know it's been a wild evening. I'm here to chat it up with you. Like I said, for the next 2 hours, when do I get started? 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up 855-212-4CBS. That number again, 855-212-4CBS. Obviously, we spent a good amount of time earlier on in the show talking about what's going on in the world of college football. And at this point in time, the Big Ten is out. Pac-12 is out. The Big 12, the SEC, the ACC, they're trying to figure out how they are going to go forward and move ahead. And it's just a terrible situation that conference to conference, nobody's on the same accord. Everybody's marching to the beat of their own drum. Everyone is making decisions. You have a doctor in one conference who says, oh, yeah, there's minimal risk, but there's still a risk. And then you have other conferences who say, yeah, the risk is too much for us. And this is what we've always gotten from the NCAA, just whatever the hell they want. The NCAA is happy to take everybody's money, but when it comes down to the big decisions, they stay the hell out the way. You make those decisions. We don't have any jurisdiction to make them over you. So hopefully things can get sorted out for the players. This is an unfortunate situation when you got to bring players in, you're testing players, you put out a schedule, and then all of a sudden, boom, because things have been day to day, now we're going to backtrack and say that there's no season. It sucks, and it sucks on multiple levels. And a lot of the issues that college football is having right now, they're rooted in years and years and years of just mismanagement. And so what happens when you actually have a disaster, when you have a pandemic, when you have the worst case scenario? This is what you get: mismanagement, poor planning. And hopefully for the players, that's what I'm concerned about. It works out, especially from a safety perspective. Okay, before we went to break, we spent some time talking about one of the hottest players in the NBA right now. It's Damian Lillard, who goes out there and joins Wilt Chamberlain as the only players in NBA history to score 60 or more points 3 times in a season. And if you're going to talk about who's hot in the NBA right now, it has to be between Damian Lillard, Devin Booker, and I'd venture to say maybe T.J. Warren can have a bounce back from, I think, the 12 points that he put up against the Miami Heat. But there's no doubt Damian Lillard and Devin Booker are on a different level right now, and hopefully they are participating in that play-in game to secure that eighth slot, that eighth seed in the Western Conference. And because of Damian Lillard and the ridiculous night that he just had, 61 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 53% from the field just in general, 9 of 17 from 3, 18 free throws made, didn't miss one, took 18, knocked them all down. And because of that stat line, the Blazers are sitting in the eighth slot in the NBA playoffs. And we only got about a week left. before this conclusion of the NBA regular season, this 8 games that the players set up to go ahead and finish out before we go to the playoffs. And every team has a different agenda. The Lakers and Coach Vogel, they've been throwing out interesting lineups. They've been saying, yeah, we're just getting warmed up. And meanwhile, the Blazers, they're out here fighting against, the Dallas Mavericks, where they got a victory tonight. But nothing is coming easy for any of these squads. Let's see what the Suns and the Blazers can do. I certainly believe the Grizzlies, you can throw them on up out the window. They ain't doing a damn thing. And things will continue on in the bubble. It's been a good look for the NBA. Things have worked out. The players in the Players Association got on one accord. They're playing the games. They're giving us something to watch in the daytime, multiple games throughout the day, and they will be moving on towards their playoffs. And it looks like the NBA is going to be a success as they complete this bubble. They're even giving away awards. We're going to have awards given out during the bubble. You know, who was the best player? I mean, these are things that are going to happen, and they're well-deserving when you think about some of the players who have showed up and also showed out. But another league who we know has not had the same amount of success, and it's pretty much been ugly all year since the stoppage, was Major League Baseball. You know, Rob Manfred has looked like a joke. The game has looked like a joke. We've had some players who stepped up and, you know, put on their clown makeup, and they've just batted back and forth for us to even get a season. And so I've already said that 2 months in a Major League Baseball season is like a joke. And they put the season together just like we're getting all sports to make money. And for Major League Baseball, it's always been about the playoffs. That has been clear from the jump. That's been clear from the get-go. And you want to talk about college football and college athletics being slapstick and put together as it goes along. Major League Baseball did not even have their playoff format set the day of the regular season. It actually took place a few minutes before the first pitch. It's like, hey, let's go play regular season and figure things out from there. And that's what it has been for Major League Baseball. But unlike the NBA, where the most that you get is a player who wants to go to a strip club to get some wings and maybe get a quick dance, Major League Baseball, they're not operating in a bubble. And they have had instances of just being embarrassed. You know, whether it's Plesac over the weekend wanting to visit some friends while he's in Chicago, Clevinger pretty much doing the same thing but not being found out about it until afterwards, Houston Astros and Joe Kelly throwing at them and just fights. I mean, we had a fight a couple of nights ago. I mean, Alex Cintron, the Astros hitting coach, got suspended 20 games for allegedly talking about Ramon Laureano's mother. And Major League Baseball doesn't want players fighting when they're supposed to be social distancing. It's not a good look. But besides that, the biggest issues that have been facing Major League Baseball have been these outbreaks, have been the Miami Marlins, just basically wiping out a week. The same thing for the St. Louis Cardinals. And it's pretty much become a foregone conclusion that for a league that didn't know what their playoff format was going to be until the day of the regular season, that now it's become inevitable, I would say at least, that Major League Baseball is going to move towards having a bubble to play the playoffs. And I think they have no choice. If you remember correctly, a bubble was an option for Major League Baseball for the entire season. The Players Association declined to play in a bubble. Now, I can't fault you. I mean, if the NBA was going to go about saying, let's do hub cities and we'll put you in Arizona and we'll put you in Florida, well, I mean, damn. Those are some of the most oppressive places in the summertime to go out and play. Whether you want dry heat in an oven and you want to bake outside, or whether you want to breathe in thick-ass humid air. You know, it's not easy. It's difficult. It's tough. Maybe you could have gotten into, one of the domes. I don't know. I mean, shoot, Toronto didn't even want their baseball team. They're playing in Buffalo right now. And Major League Baseball, is going to have to play in hub cities. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. And if you don't recall, or if you forgot, we have 16 teams in the Major League Baseball playoffs this season. 16. You know, you want to talk about how valuable the regular season is. It ain't valuable. Let's just put half of the league in the playoffs and go from there. We're going to have four rounds of seeds, 1 through 8 for each league, American and National League. We're going to go from that traditional wild card round. There's no sudden death wild card. It's going to be best 2 out of 3. Then we're going to go to the traditional division round, 3 out of 5. And then the league championship series and then the World Series is going to be best out of 7. So how do you do this? It looks like Major League Baseball wants to, you know, put all the players in Los Angeles. Put some other players somewhere in the East. I don't know how the hell or where you do that, where it's not potentially going to be freezing cold in the middle of October. And I'd venture to say, you know, whoever ends up going out west from East is going to be at a disadvantage. Because at that point, you actually do have to factor in travel. And maybe I'm being a little bit too soft about issues, but whoever travels is obviously going to have to be at some type of a disadvantage. And so Major League Baseball, this is something they're exploring. Because one thing that they've done, as I've said, is put together the playoffs to make money. And it's one thing to say the Marlins are not going to play for an entire week in a meaningless regular season. It's another thing to say that the St. Louis Cardinals are going to miss time for a week in a meaningless regular season. It's a whole different animal when the whole point of coming back was to get to the playoffs. If a team is wiped out, if multiple teams are wiped out, if there is any type of issue that causes a cancellation of the playoffs, that is something that Major League Baseball is not going to mess around with. They're not going to risk it. And it wouldn't surprise me, especially because of how last minute Major League Baseball has been, if they go ahead and say, we are going to have this in a bubble. I think Major League Baseball has no choice. If they want to ensure that they have playoffs, if they want to ensure that the money comes in, the players, they got to be on lockdown. Because I think we've already known or we've already seen, you can't trust the players. You can't trust every single player. It doesn't matter. I mean, come on now. For years, you can't necessarily entrust that everybody's going to show up to work on time. You can't ensure that every player is going to make curfew. You can't ensure that every player is going to give his best effort. So why would you ensure that a teammate is now all of a sudden, every single teammate is going to follow the best health and safety protocols for the betterment of the team? Mike Clevenger and Plesac, they were actually quoted talking about how good and how responsible that you have to be to your teammates to ensure that Major League Baseball can have a season. And of course, these are two guys who just went against the rules. So you know what they say about talk. You can talk until you're blue in the face. What are your actions? And I don't know if Major League Baseball, granted, they've been relatively successful up until now besides their two major outbreaks, but can Major League Baseball afford a third outbreak? Can they afford a fourth one? And if they have to hit worst case scenario, can Major League Baseball afford an outbreak during the playoffs? The answer is no. That would be a moot point and an ultimate disaster for bringing the season back, period. I want to ask producer Chris, what are your thoughts on Major League Baseball potentially holding the playoffs in a bubble? Is it necessary? Is it not?
I got two words for you, JR. Why not? I think, as you stated, we've clearly seen that this is the best way to go. I'm sure there would be some logistical complications because baseball games are typically a lot longer than a hockey game or a basketball game especially. But you know what? If we have to spread the playoffs out a little bit, make them go a little longer than expected for the safety of the game and in order to ensure that it can finish, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one issue that, and that's a good point that you brought up, if we have 16 teams participating in two or three different cities, damn it, how the hell are you spreading those games out? How are you cleaning the facilities? How are you ensuring that every team is going to have a fair shake? You know, if we do go into extra innings, and it's crazy to think about some of the baseball we've seen here in 2020, I can't wait till we get back to some regular-ass baseball instead of dropping players off at second base. What happens if one game goes extras and another team has to play later? I mean, how do we warm up our pitchers? How do we ensure that a guy doesn't warm up and gets treated like he's in a rain delay because a game is still continuing on? I mean, is this a case of having multiple hub cities? This isn't an easy answer, but I think it's clear. If Major League Baseball wants to get a return on starting up this season, they weren't going to get the return during the regular season. It always boiled down to the playoffs. And how do you do that? How can you try to ensure that successfully? Follow the model of the NHL. They've had success. Follow the model of the NBA. They've had success. And I have zero doubt that somebody is going to be hosting the Stanley Cup trophy. Somebody's going to be hoisting the Stanley Cup. At the same time, somebody in the NBA is going to host the Larry O'Brien trophy. And that's because they went into a bubble. And Major League Baseball, for all of the mistakes that they've made here in 2020, if they finally want to get things right, they do have to figure out a way to play the postseason in a bubble. I know it's 16 teams. As Chris just said, the logistics are going to be crazy. Maybe they have to do multiple cities. Maybe it's two cities out west and two cities out east. You know, the Los Angeles area, I mean, between the Dodgers and the Angels, you can get something done. If you think about New York City, if you want to go that route, depending on the weather in early October, you can utilize Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. Do you want to go as far down and utilize Baltimore and Washington, D.C.? I mean, these are cities and stadiums that are 40 minutes apart, 45 minutes. I want to open up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe Major League Baseball should have their playoffs in a bubble? And if they do, what cities? How do you do it? How do you do this logistically when you're letting in half of the teams? The phone lines are open to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Should Major League Baseball host their playoffs in a bubble? More when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Major League Baseball. NBA, bubble is working out for them. The NHL, the bubble is working out for them. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, they've had two outbreaks. The Marlins have basically missed a week. The Cardinals have missed a week. And Major League Baseball is reportedly looking into holding a bubble. We're having a bubble for the playoffs. When that gets started, is that a good idea? Is it even possible? We know the format is going to be different this season. 16 teams competing in the Major League Baseball playoffs. It's tough. I think that's the only way that Major League Baseball can continue. And I think they may have to try to set up several cities. I don't know. Maybe you do two geographic regions out west, two geographic regions in the east. Maybe, I don't know, is Chicago going to be too cold? You want to utilize Wrigley and then Comiskey or whatever the hell they're calling it now? What is it, Guaranteed Rate Field? What a disaster name that is. But I think Major League Baseball has to do it. They have to try to consolidate their play if they want to go ahead and have a successful postseason, because there's no way in hell Major League Baseball can go into the playoffs and then actually risk having to cancel games. That would be the ultimate disaster. That's what baseball's been playing for. So the phone lines are open to you right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe Major League Baseball should play the playoffs in a bubble? They had an opportunity to run the whole season in a bubble, and the players said no. And we've seen the results. So let's go ahead and get to your phone calls. We got Zach calling up from Idaho. Zach, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Major League Baseball playoffs in a bubble?
I think that, honestly, they need to go into a bubble just for the simple fact you got 15 players on an NBA-sized roster and you're playing in one city. I think that they should go to two locations where you got 25, you know, players per roster on an MLB, and, you know, it would just be less of a chance of an outbreak, as we've already seen in, you know, what's happened in the regular season. So once the playoff hits, you got 16 teams times 25, you know. That's many players, so.
Yeah, and we know that the – whoa, that was – Zach is pretty damn loud there, Zach.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Well, damn, Zach. Sorry about that. Zach, what are you? Zach is rolling down the windows. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe Major League Baseball should continue their playoffs and have it hosted in a bubble? I mean, it's difficult. We're not even looking at 25-man rosters. We're looking at like 30-man rosters right now. And ultimately, it's not like the bubble. The Major League Baseball postseason is going to go by quicker. NBA players, if you think about just how long it takes, I mean, shoot, it's going to be months. Players have stepped in into July. If you have an opportunity to actually compete in the finals, you're going to go damn near to the beginning of October. Major League Baseball doesn't have that luxury when you're bringing in 16 teams. Brandon is calling up from Atlanta. Brandon, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, man? So I'm with the bubble idea, but hear me out. I feel like each team should be able to handle it, to do it a bubble by themselves. So Major League Baseball, in my opinion, could get one hotel for the home team in each city and one home hotel for the away team in each city just right off the rip. That way there's no risk of contamination, and people would be able to travel themselves. And for those 16 teams and the players on those 16 teams, I feel like for 4 or 5 weeks, they would be able to lock down knowing that they're in the playoffs or playing for a World Series and have a chance to win the championship. So I feel like a bubble's a good idea, but each team should handle their own bubble, if that makes sense.
When you say bubble, you mean putting them in hotels? Is that it?
Just lock them up in their own team hotel. Major League Baseball, get a hotel for an away team and a home team right off the rip at the beginning of the playoffs in each city, in each respective city that's going to be in the playoffs.
Wait. So you're saying that not necessarily to move or utilize two or three or four hub cities, but just to kind of do things as they are, just put players in the hotels?
Go ahead and have an MLB get a hotel for away teams and home teams. The home team, you stay in that hotel. As long as you're in the playoffs, that's where you stay. And for away teams, they just travel to the away team hotel that MLB has separated already for them.
All right, Brandon. Well, thank you for calling from Atlanta. I think that seems difficult in and of itself. I mean, we've already seen players kind of step out of hotels. I mean, really, what difference does it make if it's the home or away team? I think the bigger logistical issue is what producer Chris had mentioned. It's how do you hold all of these games in just kind of 1, 2, 3, 4 sites? I think you have to spread it out more than that. And the more you have to spread it out, the more difficult it becomes. There's no easy answer here for Major League Baseball. This would be so much easier for MLB if the Players Association and the league actually decided to hold everything in a bubble. But I get it. Nobody wants to be locked away for that long. But Major League Baseball had the same opportunity that the NBA did, that the NHL did. And as we've seen and as we know, they just been fighting back and forth. And so this would be the latest, this would be the latest stroke of a pen that Major League Baseball decides to kind of go forth and use. Nobody's made an easy decision. And Major League Baseball has stumbled across itself as they've done it. But, you know, bubbles, hotel bubbles. I mean, we've heard and seen NFL teams that are trying it. The New Orleans Saints have decided to utilize a hotel to have their players in at one place. Makes plenty of sense. The Saints, if you didn't know, I mean, for years, I don't know if they stopped, but the Saints used to stay for home games at a hotel across the street from the Superdome. You know, right now, this year, the Dallas Cowboys are encouraging all of their players to stay at the Omni Hotel near their practice facility in Frisco. So you do have teams which are trying to keep their players safe. They're trying to keep them in one location. Because the reality is, the less players are out and about, the better. You know, there's less of an opportunity to contract COVID. There's a better chance that everybody is safe, that you can account for everybody. And it just makes things better. In Major League Baseball, that is exactly what they are trying to do. They don't want to mess up that playoff money. There ain't no damn doubt about it. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're seeing some crazy things across sports, just in every sport, in every league. Hockey had a 5-overtime game. Damian Lillard had 61. And when we come back from break, I want to tell you about a baseball player right now who is just raking. And we knew we were going to have some wild stats. We knew we were going to have some wild numbers. This guy is lighting it up right now. He don't make no damn sense.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about everything going on in Major League Baseball. Primarily that Major League Baseball is holding and having conversations to make sure that they have a successful postseason. How would they do this? Actually host the games in a bubble. You don't say. Something that they entertained earlier on this year, something that the Players Association and the players declined to do, but with outbreaks to St. Louis and outbreaks to the Marlins, it's become clear that if Major League Baseball really wants to cash out on playing baseball this year, that the games have to take place in a bubble. So I've opened up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS, to get your thoughts on Major League Baseball holding the playoffs in a bubble. Good idea? I think it is a great idea. But how do you actually do it? What cities would you utilize? Major League Baseball doesn't want to get to a playoffs with 16 teams and then the possibility that one has to bounce and they lose money because some players decided to be irresponsible. We got Jeff from Chicago on the line. Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts, Major League Baseball in the bubble? Go ahead.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Diehard White Sox fan, Cubs supporter. I'm going to agree with you here, besides the obvious reasons of Corona. As a Chicago fan, we can't go to the games anyway, so why would the players want to play in Chicago weather or say the Yankees or Red Sox, East Coast weather in October? Let's put the National League in Seattle and Arizona for the playoffs. Put the American League in Houston and Texas, warm weather, all four are domes, and then pick one of the four for the World Series. How about that?
Okay, so you're thinking about, let's go. You're thinking Seattle because of the dome. You are thinking you're thinking about Houston. You're thinking Arizona. What was the other city?
Texas Rangers built a new one with a retractable roof, so that would work with well too.
Okay, I can dig it. That might make plenty of sense.
And maybe if they have to push the regular season to make up some game for the Cardinals, hey, if some games play in November, you're in warm cities in a bubble.
No one
wants to sit in East Coast weather in October anyways. I mean, we would if we could, but why make the players do it if we could be in a dome and get the games in no matter what?
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you for calling from Chicago. I'll tell you this much. You can throw the idea of makeup games out the window. Major League Baseball ain't trying to make up no damn games. You play 50 games and everybody else plays 60 or whatever the case may be, they do not care. Throw that out of the window. They don't give a damn. They're just trying to get to the playoffs. They're not going to extend anything. The other interesting element of taking teams and putting them in a bubble, we're moving players to cities that they generally wouldn't play in. Dimensions and places that they generally wouldn't play in. You would venture to say that, you know, certain players and certain teams, depending on what league, might play in certain dimensions, but that also goes towards an advantage. We might move to a place in a space where, let's say the Dodgers, are you utilizing a Dodger Stadium? You know, if the Yankees have to come into town, I mean, is that fair that the Dodgers can play home throughout the entire postseason? Are we going to say, oh, well, instead of that, you have to play in Seattle? I mean, so there's some logistical questions. Let's talk to Richard from Pennsylvania. Richard, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about baseball in the bubble?
Good evening, JR. So definitely they didn't need to be a bubble. St. Louis is playing with 5 or 6 games. Let me throw a plan by you. Let me know what you think. So I would start on one in Southern California. Two key things going on there. One, you already have Dodger Stadium. You have Angel Stadium. But you also have two football stadiums. And hold on with me. The A's still play in a football stadium. The Padres played in one. The Rays played in one. So there's an example of that. So if you can somehow retrofit the Rose Bowl as well as the Coliseum, now you have 4 viable options that you can move teams around. And then for your East Coast teams, you already have the infrastructure in place with all your minor league facilities. Your spring training facilities. So that takes care of the East Coast. So you have the East Coast in warm weather, Florida. You have the West Coast teams or the Midwest teams down in Southern California. With respect to, you know, the Angels or the A's, yeah, it doesn't take care of the fact that they would have a quote-unquote home field advantage. Put them in the Rose Bowl or put them in the Coliseum. Take them out of their normal comfort zone if you want to kind of make that fair, make that balance. But that gives you 4 out west. You can find 4 spring training in Florida. There's your 8 stadiums. You're running games for all 16 teams.
Well, Richard, do you really think that we're going to have certain players that are going to play in major league ballparks and other players who are just going to play in spring training facilities? You think they're going to go for that?
They don't have a whole lot of choice, right? The union has caused these issues in the first place, right? And so they may have to give a little. You know, if they want playoff checks and they want this all to work out, there may need to be some negotiation there. Or at least you do those minor leagues for just one round, and then you've reduced the number of teams. You get that to 8, and you ship them all to, you know, to California.
All right. Well, I mean, that sounds good and well, but I think we know that ain't happening. Like, we want to talk about give, and we want to talk about the Players Association needs to give. I mean, look at all the fighting that they just did. I mean, we had a Toronto team that had to move to Buffalo, and the Blue Jays actually had to invest in upgrading a minor league facility. You know, I don't think it's going to be a different situation or a different go-around if we want to think about spring training facilities. And at the same time, to be honest, I think it would look Bush League. And then secondarily, the Players Association ain't going to go for it. They don't have a give in their body.
Yeah, I hear you, but they are playing in Buffalo. A, who really wants to be in Buffalo? I'm sure the people of Buffalo are very nice. And B, they've accepted that. So I would suspect there's not that much of a difference between your AAA joint in Buffalo and what you're going to do down in Florida. Some of these spring training facilities, it'd be nicer than Buffalo.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Richard, for calling from PA. That's tough. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Blue Jays, are playing in Buffalo because Canada did not want them. And at the same time, the Blue Jays had to fit the bill. They had to reach into their pocket and fit into their wallet to just big up and fix up the field. just to make it playable, to get some lights. They had to borrow the lights from the canceled Field of Dreams game that I think it was the Yankees and the White Sox were going to play. So I don't know if we're going to go about doing that. And it's a whole lot more to holding games at spring training facilities. You have to go ahead and retrofit some of the backs and the spring training facilities. You have to have room in the locker. It's difficult. I don't think Major League Baseball players will accept having half of the teams and squads playing in brand new fancy Major League ballparks. And then the other half is like, oh, well, you go down to St. Pete. That's not going to fly. Like, we've seen the beefs and arguments that the Major League Baseball Players Association has had for years. They ain't switching that over. They're not going to do anybody any favors this go around. They all want the money. They all want the playoff checks. But I think they would rather stand outside in the cold just for a little bit rather than go play in a subpar facility while their contemporaries are kind of living the life out west. Not going to happen. Not going to see it happen. And speaking of out west, you know, one of the conversations that we had before the season, when we found out it was going to be truncated and whether it was half a season or it's now gone down to 2 months, we knew we were going to see some wild numbers. We were going to see some wild stats. And right now, Charlie Blackmon of the Colorado Rockies, unfortunately, tested positive for COVID-19, and he's come back swinging since he's been playing. In the last six games, he's batting 17 for 23. That's a batting average of 739. What the hell are you looking at? What is, Chris, what is bigger than a beach ball? What was there anything bigger than that? Like, what the hell is Charlie Blackmon looking at right now?
It's pretty amazing. I think the last player to hit right around 400 was Chipper Jones in the strike-shortened season, if I'm not mistaken. I think back in 1994. Listen, there's a couple guys right now. There's another guy, DJ LeMahieu, on the Yankees. He's batting like 415 or something like that. There's some guys that have come out of the box just swinging in this shortened season for baseball. But Charlie Blackmon is on another planet right now. You cannot get him out. If you throw 100 miles an hour, if you throw 5 miles an hour, I mean, I have not seen a lot of batters as locked in at the plate as he is right now. It's honestly amazing.
Charlie Blackmon is hitting 500. I mean, we can take Chipper Jones and we can throw anybody's 400 out the window. We can throw Ted Williams, throw everybody out the window. Charlie Blackmon is batting 500. Now, we know it ain't over the course of a full season. It's not 162. That's what makes a lot of this a joke. But you can't ignore what some of these players are doing right now. Chris just mentioned DJ LeMahieu. Aaron Judge went on a stretch that ended last week. I think he hit 8 home runs in 7 games. Mike Trout is on a different planet. They're talking about since the birth of his son, he's utilizing his dad powers.
5 home runs in 6 games for Trout since becoming a dad.
Yeah, he's utilizing his dad power. Charlie Blackmon actually tested positive for COVID-19, and here he is. He's just losing his mind. And we have a lot of players in baseball for a long time. And when we had Chipper Jones on the show before baseball got going, you know, I've asked him. We also spoke to Dwight Doc Gooden. I've asked all of these guys their thoughts on where the game is going, and a lot of them aren't happy. Tom Glavine as well. They say everything is all or nothing. And this is the reverse. Charlie Blackmon is all. There is nothing. He's hitting everything that comes his way. But the average batting, or the batting average for the average player this year is 233. Which is ridiculous. We've seen an increase in strikeouts. Players aren't making contact with anything. And you could say that a lot of it has to boil down to players ain't ready. They're not prepared. Pitchers are ahead of the hitters. The hitters haven't caught up. This is what we're going to get. And this is what we've gotten. And we have to be prepared for what the next month looks like. You know what? For an odd year, I want to see Charlie Blackmon bat 400 because he's always been a fun player to watch. People always say, oh, well, it's because he plays at Coors Field. And I just want to see him light it up. You know, for a year that, for me, it doesn't amount for a whole lot. Give me some wild numbers. Give me some funky-looking stats. I hope Charlie Blackmon bats 450, damn it. I want to see it. Baseball fans deserve something quirky, especially for a year that's lost. And that's the biggest issue, is that we don't even get half a season. We get 2 months, and then we get some hokey stats that come out of it.
Only thing we got to be careful of, JR, is we got to watch for the pace of play, because that's not an issue that's going away anytime soon. I know they're trying to do the thing with the three-batter minimum with these relievers, but you got all these guys striking out. They're getting deep into counts. They're working pitchers. And even if it results in a home run or a strikeout, it's still taking a long time. So I think we got to watch out for that.
Yeah, and I haven't even paid that much or close attention to, you know, some of these rules implemented. Like I've been saying for a long time, make the damn guy stand in the batter's box. Eliminate some of the walking and back and forth. I mean, baseball has plenty of problems. Pace of play is definitely one of them. They gotta utilize some more of the pizzazz. We spoke about part of it last night. I want to see Fernando Tatis Jr. light it up for years. I want to see him entertain. Speaking of entertainment, I can't wait till we can actually talk about fans back in the stands. I already told you earlier LeBron's not happy. We're going to talk more about it when we come back. It's JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.